Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Our God is good, and He's mighty. He's always up to something good. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord can, we can do all things through Christ, and the Lord can do all wonderful things through us if we're willing. We have to be willing and obedient in the things of God, in the things that He, the direction He put, He points us in. If we're looking to Him and we're willing to obey Him, nothing is impossible, like we always say. One of the most amazing things is to find people who are willing and obedient and desiring to do the will of God. When His word becomes their request, and then they contend for it, they're willing to do it, they want to do it, they're excited about it, because they're looking at Him. They see the need. And the work of the Lord that actually works through us is mighty to us, but it's so easy for God to use you to be a blessing to millions of people. He has ways of doing things. The challenge is to believe that He can do it through you. The actual work and the thing that He give you to do, it's going to be easy for you to do it. I know it sounds crazy, but it's going to be easy for Him to use you to reach many people. Now, depending on what He designed you to do, you'll be able to do it, but depending on what it is, that's what He'll have you to do. The thing is, when the preparation time, we have to train for the will of God. And He will train you in what to do. He will train you in every all the elements you need for whatever it is He wants you to do. He will prepare you for it. And that's what's going to make the difference. The problem is not Him giving, anointing you and increasing you and giving you what to do, where to do it. Most of the time when the Lord attempts to use people, they only go so far and stop. Most people don't finish their course properly. And they partially finish. So yesterday, we shared how the Lord, we grow from glory to glory. And some people will go so far, they're faithful in every step to a certain point, and then that's where they stop. And people usually stop where their vision stops. In order for us to follow God, to go forward, He gives us new vision. Because He's showing us, He's taking us to greater places in Him. In other words, He's increasing our information input. Whatever He brings to your attention, it's going to solve, He's going to equip you. He's going to give you a skill so that you can solve the problem without failure. And I know I need to give some examples, but we're going to get to that. If He gives you something to do, there's a need out there, but there are so many people that are wired wrong. They are programmed wrong. They're programmed by traditions, by religion, co-religion. Co-religion wants to stay in a confine. It wants to keep God at a distance. It's not looking to do any more than what's already done. And if anybody ever start, just like when Jesus came on the scene of the Pharisees, they hated Him. They were the religious people, and they hated Him because He did something they could not do. He had the life of God in Him. He could raise the dead. He could heal the sick. He cared about poor people. They cared about people that could pay Him. The world loves their own. They didn't care about salvation. They didn't think they needed it. They thought they were perfect. They had the law, and they thought the law made them perfect. But an honest man that tries to keep the law will learn that he can't keep it. They were in pride over what they knew. They knew something other people didn't know. They had traditions. They had the traditions of Moses and his writings, but they didn't understand it because they didn't have any love in them. So the Lord had a problem. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Now we're in the church, we're in the days, it's been 2,000 years since then, and the gospel is still being preached. But some people don't know God as a healer, but they know him as a savior, and they preach salvation, and they preach things to help us cope with this life. And the way that they interpret the word is a way that helps us cope with this life, not master it. The word of God is designed to give you the mastery. Just like the lion in Daniel's line in the lion's den, after they got Daniel out, the king threw in the men that wanted to kill him in the first place, and the lions had the mastery over them. The lions were their master because they trusted evil. Well, the word of God gives you the mastery, and you become Satan's master. And when you tell him to stop, he has to stop. And there are many people who believe all kind of things, even opposite things, against God's word. But the problem is they think they're right. And in order to fulfill the purposes of God, sometimes you have to do what other people will not do. You have to teach things that other people refuse to teach. And they think it's wrong. They think you're wrong. Or they can't match what you're doing, and they'll become jealous of you. There's all kind of things out there, pitfalls and traps. But as the Lord trains us, we'll know how to navigate and still complete God's will in the presence of people who will oppose us. And I'm not saying this lightly, it's very important. Everything the Lord gave me to do, see, I didn't know what was out there in the beginning. I thought things were fine. I thought my work was going to be easy. I thought I'd be appreciated. But as I endeavored to do God's work, and I did the things he gave me to do, some things were appreciated and some things were rebelled against. And I ran into all kinds of situations. And I didn't expect it. I even wanted to quit. But I had that vow that I made in 1988 that I would obey him. So when I go in his presence and I didn't want to obey him, I'd tell him. One thing about it, if you can be honest with God, And let him correct you. Now you can receive, you can trust his knowledge when the spirit of knowledge comes. See, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. He's going to give you whatever you need to work with. When he give you knowledge, you got to trust the knowledge. Because he's showing you things. I saw visions, I had dreams, the Lord would tell me things, teach me things, and these were the things that would come to me. I didn't pray for them because I didn't even know that they were there. So whatever the Lord come to you saying something, you gotta pay close attention. In Ezekiel, he showed him the condition that was out there. Ezekiel was a young priest, and he was also a prophet. Just like Jeremiah. He was the son of Buzi, a priest. But he loved God for real. He was not like the prophets and priests that took bribes. But the Lord showed him what was out there. He showed him the way people thought. The way they thought in their imaginations. The Lord gave him visions. He couldn't know that unless the Lord showed. One scripture said he picked him up by his hair and showed him the vision. Now, if the Lord had picked him up by his hair, he can't turn his head and look away. He had to see this. He didn't want to see the things that they were doing in their imagination. All the evil. Then he showed them even greater abominations that they do. And these were the people that he looked to. The Lord will show you things that are out there. Now you have somebody that can tell you this. You won't just run into it. See, the time is short. So the Lord let me run into this 20 years ago. And I, you know, over 20 years ago, he prepared me for now. Now I can say what you're going to run into so that you won't be so surprised. I didn't have anybody to tell me. See, the greatest problem is people don't follow God. If you follow God and don't stop, he's going to guide you and show you what you need to know, and you will be able to do the greater works. Then when the anointing, then once you grow in the Lord, grow in those, in the things that he showed you, and you can believe him and trust him, and you're stable and you'll continue. God can trust that you will continue to work. He will give you what the next step. But you have to master staying in the love of God. If you can stay in the love of God, you can do this. It's going to take a lot of love, because we're not contending for people who are contrary. We're contending mostly for people who can't help themselves. People who are trapped in the web of religion. And I do not know precisely what God will have you to do. But I know that it's going to be great and it's going to be good. Because I know what the Lord can do. Whatever he anoints you to do, it's going to work. That's the easy part. See, once he anoints you, you have God's ability. But first you have to have the wisdom. You have to have the will to continue. The ability to stay in the love of God. And you're going to have to master using your authority and not let Satan tear up your works. Because people are untoward. They're just like the Jews in Acts. They're not going to receive. The enemy has people out there that won't receive what God has to do and what he has to say. And I know this. I learned it. I learned it from the Lord. But God's going to prepare you. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you. When he speaks to you to give you knowledge, receive the knowledge. Plant it down deep in your heart. God told Ezekiel to eat the scroll. And he ate the scroll. It was sweet in his mouth and it was bitter in his belly, because he had to preach a very unpopular word. But he had the anointing to do it. And he did it. He had to preach things he didn't want to preach. He didn't have a feel-good message. Sometimes the people that are in the front of the ministry on TV, they may be in error now. And when you do what you do, a lot of people are looking at them. But the people who really want to follow God are going to listen to you. Sometimes the people in front are right. And you're going to, and everything that's right is going to be used of God mightily. Remember, many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first in these days. It's what he give you to do and the anointing he give you to do. The anointing that he puts on your life may trump the anointing on another person's life. They may have betrayed their anointing and faltered and stop following God. So when you come doing the real work of God, it's gonna do what it should do. So you can't look at people, you're gonna have to look at him. This is a day you're not going to, it's not going to work right unless you look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. If your eyes completely on him, your whole body will be full of light. And if your whole body's full of light and you continue to look to him, the anointing you have is going to work. And your whole ministry will become full of light. Your influence will be full of light. And then you're speaking under the anointing. And it's going to break the yokes in the people that are hungry and want to know God. Everybody can't be fooled by error. Some people, they don't know the scriptures. They just got saved, but they know that some things just don't sit right. And they're paying attention closer to the Holy Spirit than people who have been brainwashed by cult religion. When I first got saved, I had a problem with cult religion, but I didn't understand it. I thought that people knew what they were doing. So my hunger for knowledge, I kept studying the Word of God. And I kept seeing people say things that didn't match the Word of God. And I got curious. And I said, Lord, why is this happening? Why is that happening? And I thought it was just the denominations. But it's not. This problem goes way beyond denominational lines. There are people in every denomination that truly loves God. And there are people in every denomination, even the ones you think are the best, there are people that will betray God in every denomination. There are people their heart is not towards God. They exist in every denomination, even Word of Faith, even Pentecostal churches. There are people that harden their heart against God. I'm sorry. And there are people in Methodist, Baptist, Episcopalian churches that just have a heart to know God. But everybody's challenge is the same. Cold religion is out there. People that don't love God, that are in the place and have the reputation of loving God, are out there. And they're doing damage. As we follow God, you'll find them. They'll come to you. You're going to be doing God's work, and they're going to have a problem with it. But then there are people who love God. And I had to deal with these problems. I mentioned before, when I'm in the presence of people that want to know him, the Lord give me all kind of revelation. I say things I never thought about by the Holy Spirit. But when I'm around people that have hardened their heart against God, then the Lord will resist them. Now, we're in the middle of this. We're trying to help people. God is the one giving us what to say. And the Lord reacts to people. If they harden their heart, then the Lord don't have anything to say. And all the revelation and knowledge he's freshly given me, it's like he taken and put it in a suitcase and zip it up. And I can't get to it. Now, this was years ago. I didn't know what was happening. The pastors that I was talking to, or the Christians that I was talking to, I thought they would love to know the Word of God. But when I get in their presence, everything is shut down. And I can't get to it. I can't even remember it. And I said, what's going on? And then when I leave their house or leave their company, it all comes back. I said, I thought it was the devil. I said, how in the world does the devil do that? Cause me to forget everything I know, and then I leave and it comes back. And then when I'm in the presence of people that just love God, they may not even be in ministry, but they just love God. God will just unlock everything and give me even more. And that kept happening. I prayed about this. And just last year, I started understanding what was happening. This was something that, it puzzled me for years. And I learned, when the Lord taught me about the anointing and how it works, I turn it on. The speaker turns it on. When you're willing to obey God, you got the anointing is on. When people are about that receive it, they turn it on too. And their hunger and their love attracts the Holy Spirit, and He will use you in a mightier way. In their presence, He'll give you what they can receive, and they can receive a lot more than people who have surrendered to cold religion. People who believe that they're perfect and right, and they think that the way they do it is the best, and whatever they think. And when the Lord is trying to help them, they don't want it. But people don't say they don't want it. They never say they don't want to hear it. But the Lord knows. And the Lord will just refract Himself from it. He just won't. If we can't minister without the Lord. And the Lord can cause us to forget. Satan can't. It's impossible for Satan to make you forget something. He has to aggravate you and distract you. And aggravate you, and he can siphon the word out of your heart through countermeasures. Through, if you have a problem with envy, lust, strife, debate, you got to be right all the time. He can work the word out of your heart, but that takes a while. He can't do it all at once. It takes a while for him to siphon the word out of your heart. He does it through countermeasures. He has to get you aggravated, get your attention on something else, on people, on what people think. Through fear. The Lord once told me that He enters our life through weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And those are the ways He can steal the word from your heart. If you know how to fight Him, you know how to protect what you've gained. And keep the things, not let things die. Things that are ready to die, you'll bring them back to life. Now, the Lord is good. He's going to show us all the things we need to know and help us go forward. We are mighty in Him, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So the will of the Lord is strong, and He's going to help us do it. There's no substitute for the preparation of the Lord. There's no substitute for the training He's going to give you. Now, in these days, the work is going to be quick. So those who love Him and pay attention, they'll be able to do the greater works. But it's going to be quick. It's not going to last long. This move of God is going to be mighty. And the Lord is going to make sure that we reach people that want to know Him. It may not be the kind of work people can just see, put their, and look at. They may not be able to see the size of it. Now, as we trust God, we can do all these things. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.